the National Youth Orchestras of Scotland, Development Orchestra Spring Concert Programme 2023. Conductor, Natalia Lewis-Basser. Soloist, Ethan Locke. Piano. Concert date, Thursday the 6th of April, 7:30 p.m. at Perth Concert Hall. The programme includes Irolin Wallen's Mighty River, Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor, and Sibelius Finlandia. Welcome from conductor Natalia Lewis-Basser. This year I am back in Scotland full of enthusiasm to work with these talented young musicians. Having the opportunity to work with them again is such a pleasure for me. In this program we will be accompanying the highly gifted pianist Ethan Locke, who with his musicality has managed to inspire our younger generations. Grieg's Piano Concerto needs little introduction. Its explosive beginning and beautiful lines will leave you with a sense of happiness and tranquility. Irolin Wallen's Mighty River explores the history of the slave trade in Britain, with spirituals and gospel music at its core. Mighty River lives up to its name, combining these traditional forms with contemporary music, making the orchestra an instrument of conciliation and gratitude to all those who paved the way for so many today. We are finishing the evening with another mighty piece, Finlandia by Sibelius. It is such an inspiring piece to play with young musicians. It challenges all their technical abilities with powerful and pleasing melodies and rhythms. I invite you to join our musical universe which we have magically created this week thanks to the power of music and its effect on everything we do. Conductor Natalia Lewis-Basser's biography. Natalia is a dynamic conductor and a passionate advocate for young musicians' education, forming partnerships with many institutions like the National Children's Orchestras of Great Britain, the National Youth Orchestras of Scotland, the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, Leeds Conservatoire, Osby Music Group and most recently with the Benedetti Foundation amongst others. She is also a record breaker as the first person to obtain a degree in orchestral conducting in her native country of Venezuela. After completing her postgraduate studies at the Royal College of Music in London, she held the RCM Junior Fellowship in Opera Conducting for 2 years. Her relationship with the RCM continues to this day as she is a professor of conducting there. Natalia holds a master's degree from the University of Huddersfield where she is a part-time lecturer and has been appointed Elgar Ambassador. Promoting the conducting craft for young people has been a highlight of her career and she has held many successful workshops around the country. Soloist Ethan Locke. Piano. Quote from Ethan. I often think of Grieg's concerto as an insight into the life and culture of the composer. It is almost as if we are drawn into his world through each movement. Grieg combines nature with culture. The orchestra and piano are communicating with each other, having a light-hearted conversation and dancing together. I am looking forward to exploring these environments, and to collaborating with the orchestra as we share Grieg's story through the music of his concerto. Ethan's biography. Ethan was born in 2004 and diagnosed completely blind since birth. As a toddler, he would explore the piano for hours imitating his first inspiration, Ralph the Piano Playing Dog from The Muppet Show. His other inspiration, the DVD Horowitz in Vienna. He played relentlessly. Ethan's formal piano lessons began at age 4 with his mother and he now studies with Fally Pavry at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. He has been composing since early childhood and is now working towards publishing his collection of waltzes, Etude and 2 piano concertos. In 2016 Ethan was awarded a major international award in the Vatican. He received the Premio Assoluto Prize at the 15th International Giuseppe Siaca Awards in Rome, for his ability to create music full of colors as an inspiration to all. In July 2019 Ethan won the Scottish International Youth Piano Competition as part of the Murray Prize at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. Ethan reached the grand final of BBC Young Musician 2022 after winning the keyboard category final. He played Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2 in F minor with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Mark Wigglesworth. Following this success, Ethan has arranged many future concerto and recital debuts throughout the UK for 2024 and beyond. 2024 will see him perform with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, a reunion with Mark Wigglesworth, then with the Manchester Camerata Orchestra, the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and concerto concerts with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra following in 2025. Programme note for Irolin Wallen's Mighty River. Duration 16 minutes. Year of Composition 2007. Composing for the orchestra is my favorite challenge, and this commission from the Rector and Parochial Church Council, PCC of Holy Trinity Clapham Common and John Watts, to mark the bicentenary of the abolition of the slave trade, is an especially important one for me. It is an innate human instinct to be free, just as it is for the river to rush headlong to the sea. That is the concept for this work. The work makes reference to the hymn Amazing Grace and the spiritual's Deep River and Go Down Moses. It is as if the perpetual motion of the music, like water, like time, through its sheer momentum, comes across the cries and echoes of human hearts and voices, singing out of suffering, repentance, humility and hope. Each new piece I write is like an adventure, and in composing Mighty River I reaffirmed my belief that history is a living thing of which we are all part. I feel honored to have been chosen to commemorate this very special day. Mighty River is in a single movement, and I dedicate it to my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. I will never know her, but I praise her for her courage and toughness. Because of her I thrive. Copyright sign, Irolin Warren, 2007. Further listening, Joel Thomas, Seven Last Words of the Unarmed, a chillingly powerful choral work, which sets the final words of Seven Victims of Police Brutality in the USA program, note for Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor. Duration, 30 minutes. Year of composition, 1868. First movement Allegro Molto Moderato, second movement Adagio, third movement Allegro Moderato Molto e Marcato, Quasi Presto, Andante Mistoso. Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor, written when he was just 25, has enjoyed incredible success since its first performances, which won the admiration of fellow composers Tchaikovsky and Liszt. It is not only one of the most performed piano concertos in the repertoire, but one of the few works to have embedded itself in the wider public consciousness. The opening timpani roll and virtuosic piano flourishes up and down the keyboard are instantly recognizable to many, no doubt helped by its infamous appearance in Morecambe and Wise's 1971 Christmas special. One of the defining features of this work is the way it blends elements of Norwegian folk music with classical structures and traditions. Grieg incorporates Nordic folk rhythms and harmonies into the work and, similarly to his Czech contemporary Dvořák, he uses these to craft original, idiosyncratic melodies as opposed to quoting directly from existing folk songs. The piano writing is notable for its technical demands and virtuosity. Grieg was a skilled pianist himself, and he wrote the concerto to showcase the full range of the piano's expressive capabilities. Following the grand opening, the woodwinds introduce the first theme, which the piano develops at length. This simple folk-like melody stands in contrast to the movement's soulful second theme, introduced a few minutes later by the cellos and similarly embellished by the piano. As the movement comes to its conclusion, the soloist plays a complex cadenza, and the work builds to its climax, inevitably ending in perfect circularity with the piano restating its famous opening bars. The slow second movement is hauntingly beautiful and introspective. After the orchestral introduction concluding with the movement's main theme, the piano enters playing long, lyrical musical phrases supported by a rich orchestral backdrop. The final movement is structured as a rondo, which means the main theme returns in various guises throughout the movement. It is a thrilling tour de force for orchestra and soloist, bringing the concerto to a brilliant and triumphant close. Jack Johnson, copyright sign, Nias, 2023. Further listening, Clara Schumann Piano Concerto in A Minor. Grieg's work is often paired in recordings with Robert Schumann's Concerto for Piano in the same key, but before either of those pieces were written, Robert's wife, Clara, composed a piano concerto in I minor. Long neglected, it is now being recognized for its sweeping melodies and expert piano writing. Nias Development Orchestra. Player list. First violins, Malcolm Wong, leader, Glasgow Grace Cooper, Midlothian, Irene Wanting-Kai, Edinburgh, Deria Derevyankin, Argyll and Bute, Rhea Fitzgerald, Edinburgh, Rebecca Grieg, East Dunbartonshire, Eleanor Hansen, Huddersfield, Nellie Heinrich, Glasgow, Simon Masika, Edinburgh, Isla Ray, East Dunbartonshire, Sandy Riley, Edinburgh, Michelle Tse, Aberdeen, Becca Yee, Edinburgh, James Yu, Glasgow, Kingiang Xiao, Midlothian. Second violins, Lucia Sir, South Asia, Eric Chen, Edinburgh, Kiu Chen, Edinburgh, Emily Chong, East Renfrewshire, Grace Cooper, Midlothian, Hazel Davis, Scottish Borders, Simone Finlayson, Angus, Mia Gong Violin, Fife, Emlyn Jones, Highland, Caitlin Kay, Glasgow, Joseph Napper Hurst, Glasgow, Hannah Lynch, North Lanarkshire, Beta McGee, Edinburgh, Simon Masika, Edinburgh, Daniel Richardson, Midlothian, Vinayak Vasudevan, Aberdeen, Emily Welsh, East Dunbartonshire, Ruaking Yu, East Renfrewshire, Claire Jang, East Renfrewshire, Violas, Cameron Clark, North Ayrshire, Hannah Gregory, Stirling, Dinia McHatholila, Stirling, Sienna McKendrick, Edinburgh, Stephen O'Neill, Edinburgh, Callum O'Riordan, Fife, Ailsa Quantrill, Aberdeenshire, Catherine Ross, Glasgow, Cellos, Daniel, Armstrong, Fife, Freddie Beeston, Edinburgh, Carla Brunelli Bonnet, Midlothian, Alexandra Casson, Edinburgh, Ross Davis, Scottish Borders, Patrick Forey, Glasgow, Lewis Gaunt, Aberdeen, Gemma Gowans, Glasgow, Henry Jones, Edinburgh, Jaco Kirschenbaum, Midlothian, Jamie McReith, East Dunbartonshire, Yikin Yan, Edinburgh, Ava Jang, East Renfrewshire, Double Bass, Puyyu Glynis Chan, Stirling, Isla McFadden, Aberdeen, Zaki Mulub, Midlothian, Hector Murray, Edinburgh, Flutes, Keisha Conran, Argyll and Bute, Emily Gow, Aberdeen, Susanna Cujora, North Lanarkshire, Aurora Margiata, Midlothian, Emma Phipps, Edinburgh, Abos, Jamie Dickinson, East Renfrewshire, Ellie Digger, East Dunbartonshire, Esther Callow, Falkirk, Hannah Magill, Aberdeen, Anjali Pavri, East Renfrewshire, Clarinets, Emily Barron, Renfrewshire, Isabella Davidson, Edinburgh, Scott Hutchison, Stirling, Donald Whitelaw, Dumfries and Galloway, Bassoons, Reuben Clark, East Renfrewshire, Max Doherty, East Renfrewshire, Theodora Gerg, East Renfrewshire, Christopher Johns, Fife, Anissa Phillips, Glasgow, French Horns, Lucy Arbuckle, Glasgow, Darcy Cowie, West Dunbartonshire, Beatrice Elliott, Fife, Rona Langford, East Renfrewshire, Rachel Loon, Glasgow, Olivia Massimo, East Lothian, Xander Williams, Aberdeen, Trumpets, Finlay Brooks, Stirling, Rowan Glegg, East Dunbartonshire, Finlay McLuckie, Murray, Trombones, Ocean Belshaw, Highland, Ruth de Villiers, Dundee, Jack Traynor, South Lanarkshire, Tubers, Adam Howey, Edinburgh, Peter Whitelaw, Dumfries and Galloway, Percussion, Struan Cattee, East Lothian, Kenzie Robertson, Edinburgh, Anna Ross, Glasgow, Ellie Smilly, North Lanarkshire, Harps, Annabelle Nordman, East Renfrewshire, Genevieve Nordman, East Renfrewshire. Programme note for Sibelius Finlandia. Duration, 10 minutes. Year of composition, 1899. Sibelius's majestic musical emblem of his homeland paid tribute in 1900 not only to the birth of a new century and a new Finland but was also the resounding mouthpiece of the patriotic press celebrations held in Helsinki the previous year, when some of the music was first heard. Though the blatantly snarling brass and pounding kettledrums of its opening bars may seem more menacing than this often jubilant, often fervent work subsequently turns out to be, they instantly grip the attention. Here is a score powerful enough to overflow its country's borders, but vividly demonstrative though it unquestionably is, it is a work which, no more than 8 minutes long, knows when to stop. Originally entitled Finland Awakes, this potent piece of Nordic patriotism succinctly conveys its intentions, which were to help promote Finland's freedom from Russia's abusive rule, not fully achieved until 1917. Interwoven with passages of hymn-like poignancy and stamping energy, the music's message remains utterly clear. Though not by any means Sibelius's most subtle score, its very brevity continues to make its effect more than a century after the work was unveiled. Conrad Wilson copyright sign. 2014. Further listening. Jesse Montgomery Banner. A reimagining of the concept of national anthems for the 21st century. Regular funding and support. NIOS is passionate about ensuring every young person has the opportunity to participate in ensemble music making. NIOS relies on regular funding support from Creative Scotland and the Leverhulme Trust along with many other trust and foundations. chair sponsors and friends. This funding helps create the life-changing music-making opportunities for all talented young musicians living and studying in Scotland. Course staff, tutors, NIOS board and management team, tutors, Roddy Long, first violin Zion Strings, Simon Graham, second violin, Michael Beeston, viola, Jessica Kerr, cello, Ben Burnley, double bass, John Grant, flute and wind, Amy Turner, oboe, Andy Langford, clarinet, Beck Roberts, bassoon, Stephen Cowling, French horn and brass, Andrew Cannell Smith, trumpet, Tom Smith, trombone, J.P. O'Hagan, tuba, Tom Hunter, percussion and timpani, Pippa Tunnell, harp, course staff Madeline Cockshott, T course manager, Pete Dean, orchestra logistics manager, Cameron logistics, course logistics, pastoral T. Miller Garvey, head of pastoral staff, David Cumming, Chrissy Johnson, Eleanor McQueen, Anne Moynihan, Lorna Murray, David Patterson, Alex Stead, Kirsty Thompson, Scott Whitefield, NIOS board Lindsay Pell, chair, Alistair Allen, Francis Cummings, Ken Fairbrother, Adam Lee, Kate Maguda, Kenneth Osborne, Nikki Pritchard Brown, Oliver Searle, Samuel White, NIOS management team Christine Davidson Kelly, chief executive, Neil Fox, director of engagement, Jacqueline Rossi, head of development, Carol Lyons, head of finance, Judith Archibald, head of ensembles, Anthony Kua, marketing and communications manager, Jack Johnson, development manager, Haley Gao, administration manager and PA to chief executive, Madeline Cockshott, producer, Alice Sherlock, administration officer.